time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. What a first half of football here between Dawson Boyd and La Capel Valley. We're all tied up 7-7. Well, if you're with us in the pregame show, I interviewed 12-year-old Spencer Thorsland. They're having a benefit out here for at La Capel Valley tonight, and it's a lot of people out here to support the Thorsland family and Spencer. Janelle Welling, part of the committee, 10-person committee, is with us, and we have a special guest. How's it going with the benefit, Janelle?
Paul, it is amazing. It has been truly a blessing. I just think both sides of the community, or the football fans, have united together as one to support this family. Dawson Boyd, La Capel, our community, it is amazing and a blessing to see everyone here.
I know you didn't get a chance to listen to my interview with Spencer before the game, but I don't get choked up too much doing interviews. I got choked up on that one. That was a tough one. And Spencer's attitude that he has is amazing. I don't think I'd have that attitude.
Spencer is leaving his legacy. I tell you, he has just a winning attitude, and he made a wonderful statement tonight that I think I have to do my best to live up to. And yep, he said that all birthdays should be celebrated. Okay. And he leaves us a reminder that right, live every day for the moment.
All right. You had a special surprise for Spencer. Tell us about it.
I am very honored to have with us here Nicole Garrett. Nicole is a certified surgical assistant at the Mayo Clinic or Hospital, and she is Spencer's right-hand gal with each surgery procedure that he's had. So she's been with him every step of the way. And Spencer has actually put her in demand. So when he goes under for surgery, there's no question, it's Nicole who is the one who's going to see them through the process. So we're very honored to have surprised him here today.
Was he surprised?
Oh, he was surprised. He never expected her to be here.
All right, we have Nicole with us, as you mentioned, a surgical assistant nurse, right, Nicole?
Yep, in the
operation. So let me get this straight. You drove all the way from Rochester?
I actually live in Rushford, so it's another hour from Rochester.
Oh,
so
closer this way or that way?
Further.
Further. Well, I don't know too many nurses that would do this.
Yes. I know.
For a patient. Thank you, Nicole, for doing that for Spencer.
It's an honor. It was awesome. I was so blessed that she asked me to do this.
Yeah. Tell us about your relationship with Spencer then.
It all kind of just started when he had his first surgery there, and I just...
A couple years ago, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Went and visited him, and we just kind of clicked. And everybody knows there that when he's there, Nicole's there. I've had other doctors come in and say, hey, we have Spencer here. Perfect. So I went. Visit him on the floor and everything. It's just a nice bond we have.
Good. Talk about Spencer a little bit. What kind of boy, 12-year-old boy is he?
Amazing. I think that pretty much sums him up. We have a rule that every time I see him, he has to give me a smile. And he shows me that smile, and it's just priceless. I mean, we have our way, and we just bond, and I have a 13-year-old and 9-year-old son myself.
Oh, you do?
So he's kind of one of
it's
my
home.
Own.
It's home.
Just take him in. All of my patients I just love them all, you know, and he's a very special one.
So what do you think about the benefit here tonight and the turnout to Nicole?
Awesome. I was born and raised in a small town, and I live in a small town now, and this is what it's about.
Yep.
This is what it's
caring
about.
Caring for one of your own, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Janelle, did you pull this off, bringing Nicole here?
Well, I tell you what, I guess I have to say, Spencer, I was talking with Corey about what are some things when Spencer goes into surgery, what are some things that we don't think about? And he said, there's one gal who makes his life a whole lot easier. He said, you know, it's pretty scary for all of us to go on when we think of surgery and being put under anesthesia. For Spencer, he lost count at 25. Yep. He said well over 30 to close to 40 procedures at minimum. And if you think of going under each time and praying that you'll be able to wake up and things go well, amazing to think that here is this woman who has committed herself to her career and to each and every patient to make them special. And she has touched the life of Spencer. So when Corey had mentioned that they had this bond, he said, they exchanged gifts and phone numbers.
Oh,
I said,
really?
You give me that number. And he said, I said, you have to figure out a way how to get that number. So when I called her, I left a message, and she first thought it was a spam number.
I didn't answer it.
So awesome. It has been awesome, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole, for coming.
It's the least I can do.
To Lac Brown on the South Dakota-Minnesota border, so... Talk about your nursing career a little bit and your family. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been at Mayo for almost 20 years.
20 years?
Yep.
You look 19. What's going on?
Keep talking, guys.
And as I said, I have a 13-year-old son and a 9-year-old son and an amazing husband that came with me on this trip. So we arranged our schedules and made it happen. Awesome. And... I won't want it any other way.
Why did you decide to get into nursing 20 years ago?
I was hit at a young age also with cancer. My father passed away from cancer at a very young age. So it kind of left an impact on me. And I'm kind of known as the mother around our town. Everybody is sweetheart or honey or everybody is my child. Bring them all in. So I just love helping people.
All right.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Nurses don't get enough credit, do they?
Well,
you know?
Absolutely, and I will tell you what a role model she is, and a shout-out to all the nurses and surgery assistants. We don't know the responsibility that they have each and every day. So that being said, what an honor to have you here.
Thank you.
And I know that you certainly have left a very big imprint, not only on Spencer's life, but this night tonight. It's a night for him to remember. Certainly. No, we're not done yet.
We're not.
We've got one more culmination. Spencer's favorite game is Star Wars.
Yep, he told me
and
that.
And he's very much into the Star Wars. So all of the fans out there have been handed an orange glow torch. Yeah, orange is his favorite color. And the kids have all been handed masks, Star Wars masks. So we're going to ask of everyone to put their masks on, for everyone to stand up, and to hold up their glowtorch. And as Spencer enters into surgery next week, we want to let him know that not only may the Force be with him, but we're with him.
Amen. Spencer said he had surgery coming up Monday already, so.
And I'll be there.
You'll be there.
I'm there.
Nicole.
He can't get rid of me.
All right.
He's stuck now. He's stuck with me.
Stuck now, okay.
Yep.
Well, thank
you
for what you do with Spencer, and thank you for what you do with all your patients.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you making a long drive up here for one of your patients. That's
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. What a difference one person can make in this world.
Right, yep.
And she's made the world to Spencer.
Yep. I just met Spencer. Oh. I spent 5 minutes with him, and he had me choked up. It was his attitude that got me.
Yeah.
If I was in his position.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, it's just amazing.
He's always had the best attitude, smile, and he's witty.
Yep.
Yep. We have our... It's fun.
You know, we can look at life half empty.
Yep.
His glass is full, not half full. He lives it full.
He does.
He is the reminder of us to live our full life, mm-hmm. to truly live it.
Okay. Yep. All right. Thank you, Nicole, again
for
coming
so
up and visiting with us on the radio, too.
Yes,
so.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Janelle, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Paul, for everything you do.
Yep.
And for tonight. It's been awesome.
Yep. Thanks for the T-shirt.
You're welcome.
Everybody can see me in bright orange.
There you go. We won't miss you.
All right. You can hear Spencer's interview tomorrow morning up on our podcast site, on our website, and this interview here at halftime, too. We'll play it again, so.
Sounds great.
All right. With that, we'll take a break. This wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. And Dick and I will come back and do some stats of the first half. The Eagles and the Blackjacks tied up 7-7.
Hi, I'm Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota. I would like to invite all of you to my 16-year celebration bash, September 13th through the 16th. And on the 15th, which is the Friday at 12:30, I'll be serving hot chicken sandwiches, chips, and salsa to go. We will have a lot of door prizes daily. You'll walk into Monica's, have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel, and check out all the new fall fashions. And also, my vacation room is full, and so is my shoe room. And I got in a lot of jewelry and accessories and boots and shoes. And you name it, I got it. And if I don't got it, I'll get it. So come on in and let's celebrate 16 years with Monica.